Everybody, welcome to the Stag Show. This is Bob and my special guest, Jack Valente.
Hey, everybody, Jack Valente. Aren't the movies great?
The movies are great, Jack. What's going on? Are you still at the Oscars right now?
I'm at the Oscars right now, and I enjoyed Cameron Diaz's see-through dress.
Can you really see through her dress?
I could see her areoli as plain as day.
Okay.
Like a dartboard.
Like a dartboard. I didn't notice that, to tell you the truth. I've been watching it on TV. I didn't even notice that.
The turkey was ready.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I see.
Jack Valente, thank you.
No, it's really Miles.
Hey, Miles Teitel here also as well with Jack Valente.
He just thinks he's Jack Valente.
Yeah.
He just tries to be Jack Valente all the time.
You know who I'd want to be? Sam Jackson, man. That's so much is cool.
Oh, Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, you know, my wife mentioned, we were watching that, she says, you know, he's the best dresser.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was thinking, well, you know.
Yeah.
I got a long way to go.
Did you see that guy wearing some kind of tuxedo, but it had, like...
fringes like on it?
Huh?
The fringes?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like this some weird kind of hillbilly gay thing.
What was that about, man?
I don't know, but it was pretty wild.
I don't know. That was a little bit too much.
You didn't like that? Well, what
a
about
little bit
you
over
see
the
best
edge.
Documentary short or whatever, that Toth guy?
Yeah, yeah.
That was too much.
Yeah, what was that about?
I said, I was at the very beginning of the show, we're like, oh, who's hosting? Is it Whoopi Goldberg? And she comes down like with the feathers and stuff. And I said, you know, they really need to get a gay guy to host this show to make it good.
Yeah.
And then that Toth guy goes up there, and I said, that guy needs to host the show next year. He's dressed like some kooky Indian, but he's not an Indian, and he's got this fiddle going. And he's
yeah.
Dancing around. That would be, that is show business to me.
Yeah.
That screams, watch me, watch me, watch me.
Yeah.
And I would. I would watch that.
Oh, I bet you would.
Yeah.
I bet you would.
I thought, hey, that guy, he's got something going on.
Yeah, I bet you were thinking that. I bet you were. Yeah.
Well, and what a good name, too.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Fleetwood Mac album. Toth. I could see Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham dancing around that guy with Mick Fleetwood drunk sitting on the drums.
Don't say that you love me.
Yeah, see, that kind of sounds like Indian stuff, too.
Right?
Tough. That whole Native American thing going on.
I don't know.
Vibe. Native American vibe he's got going on. Tough.
Yeah.
Either that or he's like going to be like the latest planet name for the Star Wars trilogy. That was Hoth, wasn't it? Hoth.
Yeah.
The ice planet Hoth.
Yeah.
Oh, and just Chewie and Han, I want you to meet Toth, our gay Native American friend, playing a fiddle. Young Anakin, it's Toth, the new council leader. He's part of the, you know, he's not Darth Sidious. It's Toth. Toth Sidious. That guy's got a career. He should be doing commercials for, you know, like Starbucks or something.
You were a little taken in with that guy, huh?
I thought it was the coolest thing that happened on a goddamn show until we started talking.
Really?
I can't watch it right now, but
yeah,
I'm not in the room with it.
Right.
Unlike most American families, I have one television.
Yeah.
So I can't watch it everywhere I go.
Right.
Go figure. I love television, but I just don't, like, populate my entire house with them. Like little gremlins, those televisions are. So, what's going on, Miles?
Well, speaking of celebrities...
You saw Toth?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I went to a autograph signing recently.
You shouldn't be going to them. You should be having them, Miles.
I wish. I wish.
You should be, you know, camped out at the Walden Books, you know, signing new copies of your Jism Rorschach test book that you're putting out.
Well, you'll be the first one to get it. How's that?
So, okay, this, I remember producing this one on a Sunday afternoon. All the kids and the wife were away.
Yeah.
Some people like to press flowers. I like to press my own jizz.
Uh-huh.
What does it look like to you? For some reason to me, it looks like Cameron Diaz's nipples at the Oscars this year. Or wait a minute. Anyway. So, yeah, you should be at the Walden Book signing your own book.
No, I went to a store that was having a grand opening.
Yeah?
And I met Fergie Jenkins.
You mean the princess from overseas, England?
Yes, I met Fergie.
Sarah Ferguson?
No.
She got married to, don't tell me, Sarah Ferguson.
No.
Married Terry Jenkins from our old CMP class.
No. No, this is former Cub Hall of Famer Ferguson Jenkins.
Oh, okay.
Right?
All right. Fergie Jenkins.
Fergie Jenkins. Go there. Colder than hell. Right?
The guy's not very nice, or what?
Huh?
Oh, it's cold outside.
No, he was nice. No, he's nice.
Okay.
But, I always feel weird about getting these autographs for the show, so I brought my oldest kid with me.
Oh, like it's for him?
Yeah.
Well, but I don't get it. What do you mean?
Well, I just don't want to, you know, make it look weird, you know, so I brought my kid with me, right?
Okay.
And there's, like, you know, a bunch of people there. It's mostly an older crowd.
Sure. I mean, who the hell's Fergie Jenkins, you know?
Yeah, he's an old-time pitcher. He's, like, Hall of Fame, like, 10 years ago, so, I mean, he's an old-time pitcher, right?
Yeah. How'd he look? Was he in good shape?
Yeah, he was wearing a cowboy hat.
Think you could have took him?
No, I think he could have kicked my ass.
Oh, well, there you go.
I think so, but
he's not in that good a shape. But
There was a couple things that happened there. First of all, I'm in line, like I say, there's an older crowd, and there's an older guy behind me, probably about 70 or older.
He didn't have his hands on your shoulders, did he?
Yeah, like, hey, who's your daddy? No, I had to hear the guy's whole life story.
Oh, really?
And I don't really want to hear it because he's got, like, coffee breath.
Oh, God.
I used to live in Chicago.
Oh, Jesus.
Chicago, you know what that means?
What does it mean?
That I moved to Evanston.
Okay.
Elk Grove Village. You know, I don't want to hear it.
Did you tell him you were from Chicago?
No, I didn't want to, you know, fuel the fire at this point. I'm like,
oh, really? I'm from Chicago, too.
You know what, mister? Your breath is kicking. It is kicking, man. Oh, it's
so he obviously didn't have, like, the French vanilla roast or anything like that.
Yeah. You know, they had a bunch of, like, free pop and pizza, and I wish they had, like, free breath mints.
Oh, hey, there you go.
At this place, because this guy was kicking with the breath. I'm like, oh, man, jeez.
I only had 27 cups of coffee this morning.
I haven't brushed my teeth since I moved from Chicago.
I got a catheter.
27 years ago. You want to see my catheter? You want to see my colostomy? You know, like, oh, geez.
I can poop and pee the whole day long.
I'm going to show Ferguson Jenkins my colostomy. Right?
So you really took to this guy. Was he a relative?
No. I was praying that I could just, you know, the line would move along. Right?
So what's Miles Jr. doing the whole time?
Well, he, you know, he was actually very well behaved, you know.
Oh, that's good.
What?
That's good.
Yeah, so we finally got up there, and they had free photos that you could have Fergie sign.
Right.
Now, I had to prompt my son because we're, you know, a little bit, you know, behind the times here, I guess, in Iowa, but
he could have gave a rat's ass.
Thinks that, huh?
He could have gave a rat's ass.
No, my son thinks that every Afro-American male athlete is Michael Jordan. So I'm trying to prompt him not to say, hey, Michael Jordan, or, you know, say something appropriate, you know. I'm like, this is Fergie Jenkins. Fergie, you know, I'm prompting him, you know.
Hey, Dad, is that Michael Jordan?
Yeah, I'm like, no. You know, not to hurt the guy's feelings or, you know.
Oh, jeez.
So we get up there, and I've already pre-written out what I want Fergie to write on the autograph for the show.
So much for Shaq.
Yeah.
It's all Michael Jordan still.
Yeah.
That guy's got power. He's got charisma.
So my kid gets up there, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, baseball players, they like kids, you know. So, hey, little boy, he goes, you know,
so
how
Creech,
old are you? Six or seven or eight, how old are you? My kid would not answer. He's, like, looking around, like, you know, that old skit from Saturday Night Live, you know, like, that,
Gilda Radner?
Yeah, that Gilda Radner used to do, you know. It was kind of like that, you know, like, this is you, you know, point to, which dollar is you, and she'd point to the scotch tape.
Right, that's one of my favorite skits.
Yeah, he was, like, doing that.
I love to see that.
Like, he would, finally, the only thing he would say, like, I don't know. I'm like,
right.
You're five. You know, poor guy's trying to be nice to my kid, you know, my kid, I don't know, you know, what's your name? I don't know. Right?
Oh, I see you're with I Am Sam.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
The kid just totally froze up on me, like, oh.
Well, he thought it was Michael Jordan, for Christ's sake.
I know, and then he got a little disappointed, you know, I was like, oh, Fergie Jenkins, right?
Yeah, who the hell's Fergie Jenkins?
So I have to, like, nudge him out of the way. I'm like, all right, Dad's next, you know, get out of here.
Get out of here, kid.
So
hey, aren't you with the coffee breath, dude?
Hey, Chicago! Ah! So I get out there. And I give him this piece of paper, and I say, you know, can you write this to Bob and Miles?
Yeah.
Tune in the
Would that be the little kid and his friend?
Huh?
The guy going, would that be the little kid and his friend?
No. Fergie Jenkins looks at this thing like I've blown up a building or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, he's looking at this like he is not really sure whether or not he wants to sign this or not.
Sure.
You know, he's very careful. He's like, and then after a few seconds, he wrote on it, you know.
Okay.
But I didn't want to get weird with the guy, but I'm like, all right, thanks.
Thanks, Fergie.
And this time, you know, coffee brought this right behind me. Hey, Fergie Jenkins, I saw you pitch 20 years ago in Chicago.
Yeah, he can handle that. He can't handle some weird dude asking for
it. Yeah.
Can you put two,
to my scrotum, love Uranus or something. Or
here, have a free copy of my book. It's Jism Rush.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Just, you know, in the morning, when you're not really sure what's going on in your head, just look at these and everything will become clear.
Yeah. Oh, man. Total nightmare experience.
Oh, jeez. So your kid lets you down, and then you get up there, and you ask him, and he totally gives you the freak eye.
Yeah.
Did he, like, call for security to close in or anything?
You know that look like the Rock gets, you know, when he erases that eyebrow? You know?
Oh, yeah. He's like,
it's kind of like that, like,
I suppose I'll write that.
Should I or shouldn't I?
Move along.
I think he wrote peace on there, the word peace.
Take you and your mute kid and get out of here.
Yeah. You and Nell get out of here, will you? Jeez. I don't know.
Jay and Silent Bob?
Yeah, that's what it was, you know. Oh, man, funny.
Yeah, well, I guess it'd be better than if you come there and say, could you write chillin'? Chillin' with Bob and Miles.
Could you write, to my best friend?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, that's terrible.
I always want to ask these guys, like, funny questions, but then, like, I get coffee breath behind me, like, I lose it, you know?
You lose it. No, you lost it before you even got there.
I know.
Would you like to sign my copy of Miles Title's Jism Rorschach Test? What was that? Oh, no, I want you to sign to Bob and Miles.
Oh, yeah.
What? Jism, what? Oh, man.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks, Mr. Jordan.
Oops.
Well, you said Chicago and a sports star, and I just assumed.
Yeah.
You meant Roger Ebert, but.
Yeah.
I don't know, that's most concession stand hot dogs ate at a club game. That Roger Ebert, he's no Dr. Cheryl, but he's a close second.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, what's your pick for Best Picture tonight?
Anything but Moulin Rouge.
I know you love Moulin Rouge.
Actually, it's the only film I've seen out of the whole bunch. So.
Yeah?
Please not that one. I hate that movie.
Yeah, well, you know. I'm pretty sure Freddy Got Fingered is not going to win.
Yeah.
I heard it did win the worst film of the year.
Equally as bad.
Yeah.
Not even entertaining.
And an actor?
I'm going with Denzel.
I think, yeah, Michael Jordan is going to win the best actor category.
Anita Jordan, she's going to win the best actor.
I
don't know.
I think in Iowa, Michael Jordan got all the votes
from
the Iowa caucus.
I don't know. My kid would probably vote for Michael Jordan.
An actress?
I don't know, man.
I'm going with Denzel, by the way, too. I just, you know.
For actress?
Yeah, no.
That's an impossibility.
No, for actor.
Oh, okay.
For actress?
Yeah.
Who are you going to go with?
I like Halle.
Yeah, did you ever see that? Because that Monster's Ball is right up your alley.
No, but you know what? I saw Swordfish.
Uh-huh.
And she's topless in that, and man, woo.
Because, you know, Billy Bob's doing a tour doggy style in Monster's Ball.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be interested in that, but...
What's that? Doing a tour doggy style, or...?
How do you know this?
Well, I read about it. I haven't actually seen the movie.
Well, go rent it.
Well, you can't rent it yet.
Oh, all right.
I suppose some places in New York and California you could get it off the street, but...
Yeah.
And if you went through some website, you know, in China, you could probably get it, but we can't get it here, so...
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I heard it's, like, really wild and out there, you know.
Cool.
The worst part about it, obviously, is Billy Bob Thornton, but... The best part is, you know... It's like a porno. Just block the guy out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Just block him out.
Yeah. Not that I've seen one, of course. But
come on. So what's your AVN picks this year? Let's get into that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess you're not going to come up with those, huh?
No.
Everybody at bookstores tomorrow? Miles' title, Jism Rorschach.